At this year's Air Quality and Emissions Conference in Telford, a number of awards were given out for excellence in various aspects of air monitoring. We took a walk around the exhibition floor to talk to some of the nominees about their products, partnerships, and why they come to AQE. I chatted with Glyn Pierce-Jones, CEO of Trollex, about their game-changing real-time silicon monitor, the AirXS, which won the award for most innovative instrument, product, or digital solution.
Yes, so AirXS, right. So our history is in gas detection as a company. That's what we did for many, many years. We still do it from right now, and it's still our biggest market. Around about 8-9 years ago, we were looking at the HSC statistics for harm and death in the in the UK, and we noted something that was kind of shocking and interesting, and that is that three of the top five causes of death and sources of harm to workers in industrial environments were particulates based, and they were asbestos, silica, and diesel particulates were the three of those top five. The other two in the top five were sunlight and shift work, and we thought, well, we can't do a lot about sunlight and shift work, but we might be able to do something about the particulates because it's quite close to what we do as gas detection. And we thought, nobody really seems to be innovating. The number of deaths, 12,000 a year, is massive. It's 99% of all deaths that take place in the workplace are related to particulates. And we were like, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I kind of thought, there must be something wrong with those statistics. It's like five times as many people die on road accidents every year. Looked into it more deeply, found that it was actually the truth, and in fact was probably an underestimation of the amount of harm that was being caused, and it was the same story all around the world. We were like, why isn't anybody solving this? The simple answer is that the really dangerous particulates, asbestos and silica being the two main ones, and asbestos, by the way, is actually just silica. It's a silica compound. They are really, really difficult to monitor for, and nobody can do it in real time. The way it's currently done is you collect dust on a filter, you get that filter, you send it off to the laboratory, analyzes it, it sends you back maybe a week, 2 weeks later, and says, this is the amount of silica that was present. We were like, that is ridiculous. That should not be the way it's done. You know, in the gas detection field that we were in, you had instant readings, and the gas detector said, right, there's this much gas present, get out, or put your mask on, or do this, or do that. Switch the machine off. We were like, that is how it should be in the dust monitoring field too, particularly around these really dangerous dust like silica. So we set out to solve the problem. The solution to that problem is AirXS. It took 8 years. We invested £9 million. We set up our own bespoke laser laboratory. We brought experts in from around the world. Everyone said, you can't do it. They said it's impossible. Companies have been trying to do this for decades. Companies are 100 times the size of you. We were like, cool, thanks for your advice. We're going to do it anyway. And we did. We essentially, we didn't invent the new technology. We brought it into this field for the first time and utilized it. It's optical refraction technology. Won't go into too much detail about that, but basically we're firing a beam of light at the particle, and we're looking at the refractive response. And the refractive response of silica is completely unique. So that is how we're identifying silica in the air. And so for the first time now, we have the AirXS, and you can know in real time how much respirable crystalline silica is in the air. You can tell people, you can, you know, then they can get out, they can put their mask on, they can put on the ventilation or the suppression system, you know, they can implement engineering controls. People can understand exactly what's happening in real time as it changes. So that's kind of why we won the award. That's why it's a revolutionary product, and what we hope is in the next, you know, well, as quickly as possible, but certainly in the next 5 to 10 years, wherever there's RCS present, and that's 500,000 workers in the UK alone, there will be a real-time monitor present that will tell them that they are still under the legal limit, and when they reach the legal limit, it will tell them, right, that's it, you need to get out now. And then even in the medium term, what we want is we want those legal limits to be brought down. The HSC has said for many years now, look, the only reason, there's no point in bringing the legal limits down because there's no accurate way of monitoring for the presence of it. And they were right about that. We totally agree with that statement. But what we're saying now is, no, now there is a way of monitoring for RCS in real time. There's no safe level of respirable crystalline silica. It's whatever in which you breathe in is dangerous. So, you know, we should be looking towards bringing those levels down. And we could save thousands of lives every single year. And, you know, silicosis is a horrible disease. We've met people in the development process who suffer from it. You know, it's a very slow, painful, unpleasant death. And, you know, pretty much everybody seems to know somebody that's been through that. Sometimes it's described as COPD and sometimes lung cancer and like that. Very often, silica dust will have played a significant part in that disease process. So we want to save thousands of lives, and we hope that the product will do that. So yeah, that's brilliant. Essentially the background to it.
Oh, wow, amazing. That's
next, we discussed AQE and why Trollex find that it's the perfect venue to showcase their groundbreaking products.
Oh, listen, it's a great show. It's obviously our product is about the quality of the air and the environment in industrial settings. So it's directly relevant in terms of the people that come to the show. A lot of our technology partners are here as well, and our distribution partners too. So we're here looking for obviously customers, but also distribution partners.
Yes.
You've got quite an international audience too, and that's important to us. We just find it a really useful show for the quality of the people that come on the stand. You know, it's not a massive quantity, and we don't want that. Mm-hmm. What we want is people that are genuinely interested in the subject matter, and this is, you know, spot on in terms of that, basically. Okay. So it's a great show for us.
Brilliant, thank you. That's fantastic.
In 2024, AQE will return bigger and better, graduating to the NEC in Birmingham. To find out more about how you can exhibit, visit www.ilmexhibitions.com/AQE to talk to one of our conference team. And for daily updates on air monitoring in the UK and around the world, stay right here on EnviroTech Online.